This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, notable right there is you just heard in Rhea's update from Diana Russini, who's been covering the NFL for a long time. So, Rhea, is the summation that she expects that it will get banned today?
Yeah, because the NFL owners are voting later today,
yeah.
But it's the league's competition and players' health and safety committees have voted to ban it. So then it now goes to the owners.
All right, so, I mean, look, what ultimately matters...
It's their suggestion.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It's a recommendation.
Understood. What matters is...
Health and Safety Committee.
Well, that makes sense, because we know Goodell wants it out. Goodell wants it out. Like, there's nothing surprising about that. The key is going to be, do they get enough votes? I mean, you know...
They're going to. 24.
I don't know.
I think this is gone.
I don't know that.
24 votes is a lot of votes, man. And I think...
Switching eight different teams is a lot. I mean, if it was 16-16 and it's been reported, it was either that or thereabout. All right, so look, factor that into the whole thing. We'll have some fun coming up in 10 minutes with me and Elliot on the tush push of whether it should be banned or not. Let's also get to our Twitter poll question of the day from the 7 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. All right, John, our 7 o'clock hour duos, which of these is the best duos, were... Madden and Summerall, Laverne and Shirley, Michael Knight, and Kit from Knight Rider. How do you think people voted?
I think Madden and Summerall blow this away.
They do. 61% Madden and Summerall, 30% Laverne and Shirley. Michael Knight and Kit get 9%.
That's a shame. Kit, you deserve a little more than 9%.
It was great. All right, so in the finals in the 9 o'clock hour will be Bert and Ernie, will be Madden and Summerall, and one more duo. We now open up the 8 a.m. hour poll. Same question, best duo, which of these? Beavis and Butthead, Barkley and Shaq, Tom and Jerry.
Whoa, man.
Well, that's
this
a
is
lot.
A crazy one. This is tough.
Get voting. Get voting, folks, at Sports Radio WIP
on
Twitter.
How do you vote there?
On that one, I would discount Beavis and Butthead, and I would go either Barkley and Shaq or Tom.
Why are you discounting them?
Beavis
you just mean
Butthead.
They're
they
your third
huge.
Choice, is
yeah,
what
fair.
You're saying.
Yeah,
the way you phrase it is like they don't qualify.
Well, they're not as good as the other.
They
time.
Were massive.
I would vote
in
for Tom and Jerry, I think.
Three.
They were.
I would probably vote for Tom and Jerry as well.
Yeah, I like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. Hmm. I had a buddy. He was at the time about 35 years old. He would go home from work, whatever job he had at that phase of his life, on lunch break and stay home for about an hour and 45 minutes and watch Tom and Jerry every day.
That's incredibly weird.
It's a long
35?
Lunch break.
Like,
too.
Just next level weird. Like, we joke with you about being weird sometimes. Like, you've never been close to that weird. That is so weird.
So that's my Tom and Jerry story.
Especially when it's like you can watch stuff whenever you want to watch stuff.
Hey,
he actually went home watch an hour and 45 minutes of Tom and Jerry.
He'd go home.
Work-life balance.
Yeah. I had a job early in the sports radio thing where I was trying to have other jobs because you have to have some side jobs to make some money. You make no money in the early years.
That is
what's
true.
The weirdest?
Probably the one I'm about to tell you. So I was I would answer. I'm not going to say the name of the company, but I liked them a lot. I want to be clear. I thought it was a really good company, had great products, and they
were proud to say you worked for the company.
Yeah, I was really impressed with them. I really
that's
was.
Good.
So I learned about gardening equipment. I didn't know any of this stuff, but they taught me.
Have you ever gardened?
No. But I was in a call center where I would field phone calls and discuss the equipment.
You would discuss gardening.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to do that. When I was in sales, I could talk to you about like energy safety stuff, like breathing air, gas detection. I learned all. I had to take courses, like, and actually get like like certified.
But did you actually?
I'm OSHA. Or I was OSHA certified.
So you took courses and learned?
No. Okay. A couple of days. But here's my point. So like, I wanted the job because I needed a few extra bucks in my pocket. I knew I wasn't going to be there for too long. They had a rule when you went to lunch. I forget what it was. It was like probably not 30 minutes. It was probably 40. It was short. It was like 40 minutes or 45. And I went to the guy. I'm like, look, the only way I can get to this cheese steak place, get a cheesesteak, you know, order it, sit there and eat, drive back. Like, I need like an extra 10 minutes. And if you don't give me the extra 10 minutes, I'm quitting. Like,
no,
I mean,
way.
Straight up. Like, you either give me the
what
extra.
What did he do?
He gave me the extra 10 minutes.
Wow.
He said, don't. He said, don't tell anybody. I said, no problem.
Whoa.
So, you know.
You got the don't tell anybody thing.
Well, you mean,
hold on. There's another part of this. Did you go get a cheesesteak every day?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Well, you know, cheesesteak, pizza, sandwich. It was the same place every day.
But you brokered a longer lunch break just for yourself.
John, it was essentially, like, what was this way? I was coming back like a minute or two over every day, and I didn't want that stress.
Yeah.
Like, just give me the extra. I mean, because whatever their number was, and it might have been as short as 30 minutes, it wasn't reasonable.
Okay.
Like, it just wasn't.
Now, you know what? This kind of makes sense.
Thank
I
you.
Can get behind you for
thank
this.
You. Thank you.
I think this is a responsible approach. By
I had more minutes for a cheesesteak.
I had one other job I actually did quit because the guy wouldn't give us the schedule, and I love him. Great friend. He wouldn't give us the schedule until like a day or two before your shift.
I don't
shift.
Blame you for that either.
And I quit, and he had to then start working the shift. And after two
weeks, they started making the schedule,
after
right?
After two weeks, he called me, and he's like, Joe, I need you back here. I said, no problem. Just give me the schedule like a week or two in advance.
Right. And he did.
And bang.
Really?
Look at you.
So he amended his ways.
He did.
That's a good good leader.
Thank you, sir.
Good boss.
Thank you.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the guy. Good move by
him. All right, to the phones we go. Elliot will be in here shortly, and it's going to be me versus Elliot on whether the tush push should be banned or not. By the way, nice job by the Phils. Lizardo last night, if you missed it. I know sometimes these West Coast-ish games, you know, Colorado, not all the way out there, but, you know, moving out there. Phillies beat them handily last night, and you know, a lot of ways it felt like the game was almost over-ish in the first inning.
Until the bullpen.
Yeah, but they had a big lead, so it didn't matter. And look, they had three hits to start the game and had a 2-0 lead by the time Bryce batted with, you know, the third, you know, his double. They were up 2-0. And Lizardo doing Lizardo things, who, by the way, is definitely in the running for the Cy Young through about 2 months. And he deserves a lot of credit. And Dombrowski deserves credit for acquiring that guy. I mean, he's been phenomenal. Let's go to the phones. If you want to react to Richie versus Spike or any of the million topics we got, let's do it. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Morning, team. What's going on?
What's up, Chuck? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. A little bit. I've been busy, man, trying to get this money like y'all. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Hey, listen. Hey, Joe, stop ducking that smoke, too, man.
What smoke?
You hear what I'm saying to you? You're ducking a lot of smoke, man. You ran your mouth. You probably wrote a check that your ass can't cash, and I haven't heard anything about you and Jack. You know what I mean? And
sure, we have. Told you last week, man. The sequence. We're doing golf first. Sometime, hopefully in June. Hopefully in June or July. Radio station is contacting area golf courses to you know, get it going. I mean, we don't just hand this stuff out. We might want to make a buck in this process, you know.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, your time coming, man. You got to pay the piper, man. You know,
who's going to win, Chuck?
Golf doesn't seem like it's
I think
really.
He's
like,
saying it, Jack, isn't he? I mean,
I'm just trying
to
get him on the
record.
But I want you to play something where you feel kind of punished in losing. It doesn't feel like golf is going to hurt your feelings much.
Well, I'm going to win. I'm going to win basketball.
No.
Well,
what are you talking about?
I'm going to win basketball.
I
want to see y'all golf. Basketball,
that's what we want to see, actually. That we actually want to see you try to win
Chuck,
the basketball.
Chuck, I know he's tall. He is taller than me. Do you remember Boban?
That don't mean nothing.
All right. When I see Fritz, I see a lot of Boban. Like, you might have the height, but you don't have the skill. All right?
Well,
Boban Fritz is what
right
I call
now.
That guy.
Jack listening right now. I tell
hey,
you.
Boban.
Right
Boban was skillful. Boban
and by
was
the way,
very
I'm gonna,
skillful.
I'm,
did you see? Did you see John Wick?
Yeah, but he couldn't move his feet.
Did you see John Wick 4?
No, but okay. I've heard about the scenes.
Well, he's three.
On there.
I think it was three.
Was it three?
Yeah, it's three.
Ah, you're right.
Chuck, you
got
to admit, he also looks like Boban. Like not exactly the most attractive
come on,
guy.
No, man.
That's my
by the way, I'm going to be on that.
That you took it too far.
And I'm going to be on that show later today. That Spike, Ike, and Boban show.
That show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm all with those guys. You can't say Spike, Ike, and Boban.
Oh, man. Went for it.
Remind me to bring this one back tomorrow. It is a good one.
Oh, you can't say that. You can't do it.
All right, Chuck, I need a quick. Go ahead.
He should want to whip you for calling him Boban. That's a horrible
It's bad, man. That is bad.
Not exactly a compliment. Terrible. I'll agree with that.
Hey, Boban's so nice, too. Hey, it feels wrong to be, I don't know. So
look at Fritz. That's all I got to say. Look at Fritz. Guy's a freak. He's a walking oaf.
Come on, man. Boban is coordinated for being 7'4" or 5".
That's pretty good.
And Jack is not oafish.
Chuck, so
gotta,
many lines have been crossed.
Chuck, I got to get to Elliot. Give me a great answer for a scary movie scene.
Hold up, man. I didn't even make my point.
What?
Man, listen, John, you held your own, John. Spike's a master debater. You held your own.
Thanks.
I don't understand how people can love Joel Embiid, who's a known loser, but going and hate on Jalen Hurts, who wins the championship here.
Amen.
And as far as the touch-push go,
yes, sir.
Just hand it off to 26. I'm sure he can get a yard. It's not that complicated, okay?
That works too.
Well, that'll be more often than not, that'll be the thing. All right, Chuck, give me a great answer, a scary movie scene.
Well, I mean, the opening scene with Freddie, where he had Tina up in the ceiling and all that blood.
Oh, yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street.
You got it, bud.
He was
Chuck, dead, final thing. Who's going to win, me versus Elliot? Tush, push, and stay or go? Who's going to win?
I'm going with Elliot. You're an idiot.
Nice. Very nice.
Wow.
Very
Joke
well
the
done.
Camera, you are officially a jackass.
How rude.
All right.
On theme.
Elliot Sure Parks will join us in a minute. We climb back into the octagon on the Tush Push. Coming up in 1 minute, Sure Parks.
Kick off summer this Memorial Day with Wild Fork Foods. Whether you're hosting a massive barbecue or just planning your weekday dinners, Wild Fork is your number one spot to shop premium meats and seafood at unmatched prices, like their USDA Choice Tomahawk, only $13.98 a pound, or their Brazilian Beef Tenderloin, only $10 per pound. And nothing screams summer more than snow crab clusters, 2-pound pack, only $19.96. And don't forget to pick up their 100% beef hamburger, 10-pack, only $1 per patty. You can't beat that deal. And Wild Fork honors our military with military discounts every day. All active, reserves, and retired military, just show your military ID at checkout in their retail stores. So visit one of their greater Philadelphia retail locations today. And if you're headed to the shore, skip the trip to the grocery store and shop Wild Fork online for same-day delivery to your door at the shore. Visit wildforkfoods.com.
All right, Phil's getting a little lost in the shuffle today because we got so much going on with the Eagles. You know, so many of the players, and of course Sirianni spoke yesterday and a lot of that. And it's a big day because it's the Tush Push, and it's been a big thing for a couple of years with the Eagles. So all of this on the table, and we welcome Elliot Sure Parks to the show. He's brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Now, as we welcome Elliot, I'm also going to turn it over to James Seltzer, who will be debate moderator for debate number two. The question, of course, Tush Push, should it stay or go? James Seltzer, floor is yours, sir.
Hey, hold on, Jimmy. Are you going to let them interrupt each other?
Sure.
And do the questioning?
Yeah,
thing?
Why not?
Okay.
You know, as long as I will rein it in if I need to. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to have control of this debate.
Iron fist,
and I promise
Jimmy.
You, I will not editorialize and give my own thoughts because
That's
I am
good.
A moderator and not a participant in the debate.
That
All
would
right.
Be nice.
I'm just happy Joe showed up after I smoked him last night.
Whoa.
Is that how brave it went? Of you to come? Well, I think I was 4-0, if I'm not mistaken. And
wow.
I was dead wrong. I just outplayed
Hold on, I got to pull that wrong. Audio for drop of the week, so give me a second here.
I did not remember it was that.
Oh, yeah, no, he crushed
him. Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
It was bad.
It was,
honestly,
yeah.
Elliot came in incredibly prepared and
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't.
What was the topic, Elliot?
It was if you should believe in the Sixers this year. And I said yes. So I was dead wrong about that, but it was the Sixers' biggest victory of the year, I guess, was from me.
Basically.
Yeah.
Maybe the only.
All right, are we flipping a coin again? Or
Joe can go first.
Oh, look at you. Do you want to go first, Joe, or do you want to go second?
Sure, I'll be happy to go first.
Okay. All right, you have 1 minute. When you hear the boxing bell, that means your time is up. You may finish your last point. You have 1 minute again. Opening statement, Joe to camera. Tush push on the table. The floor is yours.
Well, the Tush Push should be banned, ladies and gentlemen, and it should be banned today. Now, it's not going to help the Eagles, and I feel dirty saying that it should be banned because I know it helps the Eagles, so I take no joy in that. I'm going to give you three basic reasons why I think it should be banned, and I'm just going to get right to it. Number one, it's a Bobo play. It does not look like a football player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It looks like a rugby play. Number two, it is, and this doesn't get said enough by people nationally, it is too predictable. It is almost always a run. And with the nature of the way the quarterback, in this case, Jalen Hurts, lines up and players almost directly behind him, like a foot behind him, it's just so obvious a run is coming. Most NFL plays, well, the rest of the NFL plays, you just don't know, run or pass. This one, too predictable. I think for a national audience, that's really boring TV. And the third point I'd say is that it's bad for the league, and the league knows it'll be bad if it expands with this play, with tight ends running the tush push. And I do fear in this upcoming season and beyond, if it stays, tight ends will start running the tush push because they're bigger than most quarterbacks. I think it would be bad for football to watch the Arizona Cardinals tight end take a snap 3 or 4 times a game. It should go.
I would like to thank you for preparing this time, Joe, to camera. Look at this. Actually, some notes. Nice opening statement. Elliot Shore Park's opening statement. The floor is yours.
Yeah. So, Joe, it's awesome to hear your opinion on this matter. But I would say, to quote the great Stephen A. Smith, I don't care. Like, your opinion is irrelevant in this debate. It's irrelevant in the discussion of the tush push. What people think the play looks like is completely irrelevant. You said it's a bobo play. It's not a bobo play. It is an invented play by this coaching staff that has helped them win games. The NFL is attacking this play because it's successful. You continually said there, and I hear you say it all the time on the morning show, it looks like a rugby play. It does not look like a rugby play. The rugby player on the Eagles that partakes in the play has said that it is not a rugby play. So you people that are anti-tush push, including you, just continually say things that are not true. It looks like a quarterback sneak. Guess what? I didn't like watching the Saints use Taysom Hill and all those dumb rules for all the years, but they didn't ban that. We don't have to like how each play looks aesthetically. The play has to be within the rules. And the rules are the tush push is legal. And the rule is being changed because of the tush push, and that is completely unfair to innovation in the NFL.
All right, strong opening statements across the board. Like to see everyone prepared, taking this seriously. All right, we're going to do a little crossfire here. So, Joe DeCamera, you will start first. You are allowed to make a statement. Elliot, you are allowed to interrupt, a little back and forth. If you want to ask questions, feel free. You have 1 minute. Go ahead, Joe DeCamera.
Well, a couple things come to mind. First is the quarterback sneak, the traditional quarterback sneak. Elliot, one of the things I find notable about the term quarterback sneak is that it is a sneak, is a quarterback sneak, meaning on 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1, typically, The opposing team doesn't know that it's coming and doesn't have nine players lined up in the box to stop it. That's part of what made Carson sneak effective. That's part of what made Tom Brady sneak effective. The ridiculousness of this play, and again, I go back to point two I said earlier, predictability, is everyone knows what's coming about 95% of the time. That's bad for the sport.
But that's completely true with quarterback sneaks, too. You can go
Wrong.
Ahead and say people don't see it coming, but again,
Wrong.
This anti-Tushbush argument just made up facts. Like, when I see a quarterback sneak, if it's third and one or fourth and one, you know when that quarterback sneak is coming.
Absolutely inaccurate.
No,
that
is accurate. Nope. And also, the Eagles have run variations of the play out of the tush push, so you don't know if it's coming.
Can I ask you a question,
time.
Elliot?
Sure, go ahead.
If you know it's coming, why is it called a sneak?
They can name it whatever they want. I'm saying when they line
you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. When you watch a football game, you can tell when they are going to quarterback sneak.
Not
the ball.
True.
Yes, well, it is true. But number two, like you keep saying that, you know, you're emphasizing the sneak part. Who cares if people see the tush push coming? It's a play the Eagles invented. Again, interjecting your opinion into this. It doesn't matter what the opinion is. The play is within the rules, and they are changing the rules to punish the Eagles. They're a victim of their own success.
Ellie, do you have any questions for Joe?
Yeah, how come you can't see a quarterback sneak coming if you've watched football for like 30 years?
Because I've watched plenty of third and ones and fourth and ones that don't lead to a quarterback sneak. It can be a regular run. It can be a pass.
A quarterback sneak looks exactly like the tush push.
Nope.
It looks exactly like it.
Absolutely inaccurate.
If I showed someone that has not seen a tush push or a quarterback sneak and I showed 20 plays, they would not be able to tell a huge difference between the play.
Absolutely inaccurate.
How is it inaccurate? The quarterback holds the ball and forces and goes up the
There's
middle.
A running back 6 to 7 yards behind him. There's some
wide there's a running back 6 to 7 yards behind the tush push, too. He ends up moving up. Initially he lines up behind him.
Don't give me that nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
In the seconds before the ball is snapped, and I would define those seconds as 10 to 15 seconds, there are two people flanking the quarterback, and they're each within about 1 yard
of
the quarterback.
So why does that make it such a big difference between a tush push and a quarterback sneak? Like, what's the moral obligation you have to the difference between
What's the
us?
Word, Elliot?
You can emphasize the sneak all you want.
Predictability.
But it's
there's
the
a boringness with the predictability. No, it's not.
There's not a boringness.
You're wrong.
I'm at the stadium whenever this play is run. People get up on their feet and start to cheer. And so it's not boring.
Elliot.
It's not boring.
In Philadelphia.
I've been on the road games, too. They
and
do it there, too.
And there's 31 other teams, and a lot of the nation doesn't like it.
So you think if an NFL team invents a play that other people don't like, that play should be banned?
I think the neutral zone trap in the NHL got banned because America hated what the Devils were doing in hockey. Yes.
Who cares about hockey?
No. Sports change because of the opinions of hundreds of millions.
Right.
It's not just about us.
You're punishing innovation here. But the Eagles came up with this play. It has helped them win, and they are simply getting rid of it. First of all, they're using bad facts. They're using injury data that's not true. And they keep interjecting their own opinion. Jeffrey Lurie said it himself at the owners' meetings. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter how people think the play looks. It is about the fact the Eagles invented a play within the rules, and now they are changing the rules simply to target the Eagles.
One thing you're certainly wrong about is when you said it doesn't matter how it looks.
It doesn't matter how it looks.
Hold on. It's because of how it looks that people want it out.
And that's wrong, though. No, because that's what people want.
That's unfair, but it is accurate to say that how it looks is why they're about to vote on it. Go ahead, James.
All right. Final statements here. Who went first? Joe, you went first. So, Elliot, you'll make your final statement first. Joe, you'll go last.
Yeah, I would just say this, that you can debate wrong, unfair, whatever. We all know why this is happening. In 2022, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl and lost, people cared about the tush push. In 2023, when they lost a playoff game, I didn't hear anything about the tush push at any league meeting. 2024, the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, they win it, and all of a sudden the play is being banned. This is about punishing the Eagles for running a play people can't stop. They use aesthetics, they use injury data, Joe uses his opinion about a quarterback sneak. Those are all fun talking points. It is not a reason to change the rule. The Eagles invented a play that's successful within the rules, and to change the rules based off of just that play is attacking a singular team for being innovative, and that is not something the NFL wants to start doing, and I don't think that's a good trend to start.
Didn't even need the full minute. All right, Joe DeCamera, full minute, final statement, the floor is yours.
Well, I'll say this, and I thank the voters of America for watching and listening to this debate today. So I'll start with this. You know, sports and leagues change the way sports are played for the aesthetics of how people consume the product. And I think it's pretty clear America doesn't like the tush push, and certainly the NFL owners don't. NBA, I'm someone that thinks they should reduce the number of three-pointer shot. Got to find a way to do it. It's hurting the NBA product. So I would advocate that be changed. You know, the neutral zone trap in hockey obviously was changed after what the Devils did in the 1990s. Arena League has something really interesting. Obviously, the league isn't what it used to be, but they had something for the victory formation where a quarterback would take a knee. Can't do it. If you don't gain a yard, then the clock doesn't continue to run. I thought it was an innovative, interesting way to present football. The bottom line is sometimes you got to think outside the box for what is more aesthetically pleasing to the audience. I think the tush-push is a Bobo play. I think the quarterback sneak in the traditional sense is notable because it was a sneak and you did not know it was coming. I think the tush-push is way too predictable, and if tight ends start running it, that will be bad for everyone because it will be boring.
Let the record show Joe is punishing outside-the-box thinking by saying he wants to be outside the box here.
All right. I would like to thank both participants for preparing, for bringing a heated, spirited debate.
By the way.
Hammer!
Spirited. Nah. We'll find out about that right now. Let's go to the judging panel. I have obviously have to abstain as the moderator, but I, you know, could be leaning a certain way. Rhea Hughes, how do you vote?
The old adage is, you know, if you can't beat them, join it. But, you know, Joe was trying to sell it. If you can't beat it, ban it.
Mm.
And I think that's ridiculous. Nothing you sold to, and I wrote these down, Bobo play. That's ridiculous. You know, too predictable. I don't think it is. I agree with Elliot. I hear the announcers and I see when they're on the road and play, people love it. They think it's wild. Okay. And then bad for the league. How's it bad for the league?
I will ask the moderator to let the record show Hughes clearly came in here biased.
Hughes went a little Billy Madison
and
on
did,
you.
And did not.
I wrote
did
your
not,
stuff down.
She's like, nothing you said can be.
Did not judge.
We're all dumber for
yes,
having listened
the
did.
Way we debated. She judged from the standpoint of how she walked in here
no,
with her opinion
No, she judged the way you debated. That's not fair. She pointed out that your points were shallow
Last
points.
Last year, she disagreed with me and voted for me.
I did.
All right, Devin Caney, your vote.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you are...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening up your argument with the phrase Bobo play, you've already lost the voters you're trying to sway. So though I do dock some points from Elliot for making me switch seats for this debate so he could, you know, take my seat.
I didn't
do my hair for nothing.
But that regardless, I got to go with Elliot here.
All right. So he's already won, but let's see if he can finish out the sweep. John Ritchie, your vote.
I found Joe closed-minded in his debate.
So sad.
I couldn't believe, Joe, that you tried to say, what's it called? A sneak. Well, so then it's secretive. So then, like, the outcome is not known. What if it's not called a sneak? Like, what if it's called one? I don't know.
But it's not called one. It's called a quarterback sneak.
It's not. Every team calls it something different.
And he played.
Yeah. It's not called quarterback
sneak. What do the Eagles call a quarterback sneak?
I don't know. I'm not on their team. I don't know. Okay. I know it's not called quarterback sneak.
What did they call it back when you were on the Eagles with Andy Reid? Do you remember?
It's probably by the hole, like the label of the hole. You know, like a lot of plays you'll...
Like
you'll
a 32 blast.
Yeah, like 16 power. You know, it would probably be something like that.
McNabb wasn't yelling out, quarterback sneak!
Wouldn't that be awful?
I'd like to commend the Hammer on a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, Joe,
no question.
Have you got a single vote against me?
The Hammer! You've swept
him. Yeah, but the open-minded listeners know I brought it.
I found it frustrating at times because it was the you're right, no, that's wrong, no, you're wrong, and it did get like sort of angry in a way, but also
Joe's making faces like he won. I dominated.
There's no question I won.
Everyone disagrees.
Okay. For what it's worth, I don't get a vote, but I would have voted for Elliott.
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
Fair enough.
Wait, did you
the hear NHL what, point by you was a good
did
one.
Did you hear what we were
Except
saying?
Except it's not because it's about the whole game. The NHL thing affected the entire game. This is 0.5% of the game or whatever.
Fair enough.
It was a good effort, but I mean,
Joe definitely is sitting there as if he didn't.
Oh,
lose.
I'm good.
I know. Yeah,
I'm good.
I think last year Joe knows. He knew he lost last year. I could feel it. He was sad after. Joe seems unaffected.
All right,
by
Elliott, I need you to Elliott. I need you to stay. John, I need you to hold. We're coming back to the phones in 1 minute. Your reaction? Who won the debate in 1 minute? Also, Mulata on Sirianni. Fascinating answer. We'll get to that up ahead in just a moment as well. Let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are struggling with your teeth, and I know a lot of people listening right now, I know a lot of you are. Maybe it's major pain. Maybe you just don't like the way you look, and it actually becomes a self-esteem issue. Well, if that's the case, know that you can look different. PI Dental Center can help you look different. Get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. They do a phenomenal job. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. Let's go to the phones. Reaction to it all. Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, what's up, bud?
Good morning. You know, Joe, your debate preparation makes you a lot less punchable, but then you fail to accept that you lost. Mm. And I think everybody wants to strangle you right all over again.
Let me ask you a question. Did you see Sugar Ray versus Hagler in 87?
Listen, I'm only
Sugar Ray won, according to the judges. Hagler won the fight.
On the back of the beat the hammer thing, people are going to start thinking you're a sore loser or something.
I feel like you win too much to be such a sore loser.
Well, I do win a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
I do, but not today. I win a tremendous amount.
Grace with losing.
Get
that's
hammer!
Something that has eluded you.
Jordan?
We teach the kids in Little League all about sportsmanship, Joe. It's all about how you lose, not about how you win. There is something that this debate, and by the way, these debates have been a lot of fun. And, Don, you are very impassioned. You really sound like a football player. Also, by the way, I blocked Reggie White. Is there a better flex that I've ever heard in my life? I was talking about that with my friends. I would just casually throw that into a conversation. I blocked one of the best defensive players of all time. No big deal.
I did, and I actually did. I did a good job.
You won the snap.
I did. I won the snap. But the problem was he wasn't even trying. It was a preseason game.
Well, it doesn't count. Still counts.
The play was QA.
John, forget this part. This didn't happen.
I wouldn't include this.
I blocked Reggie White.
Yeah, exactly.
Done. Story over. There's nothing else to it.
Was this when he was with the Eagles or the Packers?
It was Packers.
Oh, interesting.
Tell the story your way. You know, something this debate has made me thought about, though, is, you know, how we view guys like Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni is a lot about how they present themselves in public. And I give Nick Sirianni, and I have on this show, a lot of credit for how he turned around his public persona this year.
Agreed.
And I do believe that Jeffrey Lurie invested in coaching or guidance for him, because where he was the first couple of weeks of the season and where he was the remainder of the season was a completely different individual. Now, when we look at Jalen Hurts, he has a very strange public persona to me. And I think he is an exceptional quarterback, but I don't know if he is a leader because he rarely speaks. And when he does, he chooses his words too carefully to have messages that, to me, are forceful in leadership. So I wonder if how we judge Jalen Hurts is in part clouded by how he communicates in the public arena.
Yeah, I'm sure it is to an extent. Interesting point. Jordan, I need an answer from you. Give me an awesome answer for a scary movie scene.
I was 9 years old when I saw it in the theater, so take this in the context of that. Nedry being hit in the face with the raptor spit in Jurassic Park. I had nightmares about that for years.
You got it, my man. Jordan, interesting call, bud.
Was it the raptor or was it the...
It was the thing, yeah, the... I don't know what they're called.
I don't know what
the
it's
raptors.
Called.
Nedry's the Wayne Knight character. Think,
yeah, but
right?
The spit came from the smaller one.
No, it's from the raptor.
Dinosaurs.
It opens up its things and
but
it spits on it.
That's not a raptor.
You know, they're raptors in the movie that are chasing Wayne Knight, for sure.
I know, but that thing that spit at him was like a different... Something a Don, but
you sure?
Yeah.
The like little one, and it's raining, and then it the thingy unfolds.
Yeah,
and
with
it
the frill,
the raptors get
frill
him now.
Thing. Yeah,
Devin, is this one of those things where James gets dug in and he just doesn't?
No,
let
no,
things
no, no. I'm not saying I'm definitely right. I'm just saying the raptors definitely kill Wayne Knight there after he gets spit
Fair
on.
Enough.
So
I want to play some audio. Jordan Mulata. This was interesting. Elliot was obviously there yesterday. All the Eagles press conferences, and I thought one of the most notable things said, if not maybe the most notable, was Mulata's endorsement of Sirianni. Of everything that's been said about Sirianni now for about 4 years here in Philly, I thought this might have been the biggest endorsement of Sirianni from one of the players. Big praise of Nick from Jordan Mulata.
Jordan, you've always been very vocal about your support with Nick Sirianni. How would you explain to someone who doesn't really see the all behind-the-scenes stuff that he does, what he means to the team?
You know, I always go back. When I think of Nick Sirianni and the growth that he has shown, I mean, I look at my growth first, but I also see coach's growth. And I think about that time, his first press conference, or second press conference, when he talked about the flower. And now I just want to give him his flowers. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job building the culture of this locker room. And it's no surprise that he got a multi-year contract? Does anybody know what it was worth?
Not yet.
Just want to know. I'll just ask him, but...
Multi-millions.
But, you know, I'm not surprised. All the scrutiny that he's gotten, and to be able to come back every year and preach the message, but also correct his mistakes and show accountability. He's always me first, then you. And when you have a coach who allows even the players, it's not coaching-led. He says, too, it's not coaching-led, it's player-led. He gives us our space to be able to create that culture as well. And we feed off that. We bounce off each other. And so he means incredibly a lot to me, but also this team, this franchise.
Elliot, we've heard a lot through the years about Sirianni from players. That was one of the top.
Yeah.
That was poignant.
Well, Mulata, so I was lucky enough to do the Players Lounge with Mulata last year. And the way he talks about Nick, you heard it there. But even on the Players Lounge, off mic, like, it's very authentic, and I think what you hear in Mulata, and I do think this is what makes Nick a great head coach, Nick really cares about improving the people on his team, right? Like, Nick cares about a player coming into his building and being better than, like, when he leaves the building, but even just year over year. And Mulata's a great example of that. Mulata's not always been with Nick, but Mulata, you can hear there, he cares about Nick because Nick has helped him improve. And he feels like Nick is invested in him as a person. I know Mulata has gone through personal things where Nick reaches out to him and, like, you know, how are you doing? What's going on? So, you know, and James will tell you this. I've changed my opinion. Like, when they hired Nick, I thought they should have hired an X's and O's play caller. But I think they got it right by hiring, like, a culture leader of men guy. And you can hear in Mulata's voice why that was correct.
I'm struck by, you know, it's such an important thing if you're going to be a leader to be accountable to your team, to the people around you. And it's one of the things I think Joel has often lacked with the NBA, with the
100%.
Sixers. You know, I'm going from coach to player here, but just as an example, when Maxie, when that thing came out about that meeting that they had, I don't know if it was in preseason or...
No, it was
early on in the season.
Early in the season. Yeah.
Like, when something like that comes out, that tells me the guys around Joel know that he's not being accountable to them, to the team. And it's really hard to be a leader when you're that guy. You know, we have a boss here, David Yagaroff. He's the local market manager of not only our station, but four or five stations in this Odyssey cluster. And one of the things he does when he's in here from time to time, and I've seen him do it a number of times, he'll put dishes that are out there near our sink area, he'll put them in the dishwasher. Mm. Like, he didn't use the dirty cup. He didn't, you know, have this plate, you know, have food on it. But he sees that someone didn't put it away, and he puts it away himself. He'll put it in the dishwasher. He'll put it back. You know, if it's clean, he'll put it back on the shelf. That's leadership. That's someone saying, I'll do it. I'll do it. And, you know, I
hope people see me doing it and
they'll be better themselves.
They take a
prompt. I agree.
It hasn't worked.
But I think the other thing, too, not to pile on Joel here, but just to compare the two. Joel, think of how many stories, and you just referenced one, but how many times there's been anonymous quotes that have come out about Joel, his work ethic, his leadership, right? Think of all the tough things Nick has gone through, the start to 2021, the collapse in 2023, everyone wondering if he's going to get his job back. Has there ever been a negative quote anonymously to come out of that locker room about Nick? I can't think of one off the top of my head,
No.
Like, these guys never do that to Nick. And I think that that doesn't mean they're always happy with him, but they've never crossed the line of being like, I'm going to rip this guy publicly, obviously anonymously. Right. And I think that's telling, too.
I agree, especially when you consider Carson was getting ripped anonymously left and right at the
100%.
End because the guys were sick
Chip,
of him.
Obviously, clearly got it.
Chip, too.
Yeah.
All right, your reaction on all of this, plus more of what Jalen Hurts said yesterday, including his interaction with Michael Jordan. How cool is that? What Hurts said about Jordan, more from Sirianni yesterday. A.J. Brown weighed in on the possibility of playing in the Olympics. Flag football coming to the Olympics, all these topics, your calls. And don't forget the Phils. They've won 5 in a row. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room. Wear great cards, lucky seats, and high hands. Bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.